So good afternoon, everyone. Again, my name is Naomi Green. I am a CSTE SAMHSA-funded fellow, applied epidemiology fellow at the New Mexico Department of Health. I'm going to speak really briefly on a project that I did evaluating syndromic surveillance. Can we use this for suicide attempts in New Mexico? So just to begin, you know, suicidal behaviors in New Mexico are a pretty important public health problem. We had the third highest suicide rate in 2014, and about 9.4% of our high school students, this is 2015 data, have told us that they have attempted suicide. So the purpose of this evaluation was really to compare our annual emergency department data surveillance to our new syndromic surveillance, and we took this data from 2014. In particular, we wanted to examine the sensitivity and predictive value positive of that chief complaint field that's in syndromic surveillance. For this project, we used the CDC guidelines for evaluating public health surveillance systems. And even though I'm calling this a commonly used case definition, this is sort of what people in the literature use to define suicide attempt, is using the ICD-9 CM codes 950 through 955, which are the ones for suicide and self-inflicted injury. I'm just going to leave this here for just 1 second. You know, so I actually looked at all the attributes of both of these systems and compared them. This sort of good, fair, poor is kind of a system I came up with in my mind. So sort of good means that we can use this system and it's not very limited in that way. Fair means that you could probably use the system. This attribute isn't too bad, but it's got some limitations. And poor means that we probably really don't want to use the system based on this particular attribute. So unfortunately for syndromic surveillance, our data quality in New Mexico in 2014 wasn't great. We were missing about half of our emergency department visits in syndromic surveillance when we compared that to the annual emergency department data. But again, what I really want to focus on is this issue of sensitivity and predictive value positive. And I'm sure you've heard a lot about syndromic surveillance, how we get that chief complaint, and then it gets updated later. So could we actually do surveillance for suicide attempt in New Mexico if all we had was that chief complaint field? I always have to remind myself how I calculate sensitivity and predictive value positive. And so for this particular one, the idea here is that the diagnosis code is, I'm making that assumption that that's kind of a true representation of whether or not someone has attempted suicide. And then the chief complaint is sort of like the surveillance for that. And unfortunately, in this data, not only were there data quality issues, but we had pretty low sensitivity and pretty low predictive value positive. So a lot of folks who were coming in and may have said that there was some issue with a suicide attempt that was not necessarily coded that way later, and the opposite way around, things that were coded for suicide attempt with those particular E-codes, that wasn't what the person came in and said was their chief complaint. So out of this project, just a few recommendations. So first of all, there's not necessarily a case definition. So the CDC guidelines really come from doing a lot of surveillance with infectious disease, and this is a whole other different ballgame when we're trying to look at mental health behaviors. And again, that's just a case definition that I kind of pulled out of some of the literature where a couple of people have looked at suicide attempt surveillance. I think another question that we have to ask ourselves is just how timely does suicide attempt surveillance really need to be? If we can't necessarily do something about it, if we can't mount effective action, then does it really matter how timely the data is if we're getting data on a weekly or quarterly or every 6 months? And we really need to investigate the source of our data quality issues. And I actually do have an update on this. A lot of this was coming because of the hospitals, the facilities that were participating in syndromic surveillance in New Mexico. They actually have sort of two different areas of the facility that are responsible for doing emergency department, and then they have another one that's responsible for doing syndromic surveillance. And those two parts are not necessarily talking to each other, and that ended up being the source of this data quality issue that we had with our syndromic surveillance. So I always like to end my presentations by saying that none of us does public health work alone. I know I certainly don't. So I definitely want to acknowledge my mentors at the New Mexico Department of Health. I definitely want to acknowledge our health systems EPI folks and Dr. Dermeyer and Ken Jeter, who gave me this data to play with. And of course, again, the Applied Epidemiology Fellowship Program and the university, not the university, I don't go there, the New Mexico, maybe I want to, the New Mexico Department of Health.